From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says President Trump made the right decision to ask for the resignation of National Security Advisor Michael Flynn following reports he had misled administration officials about his contacts with Russia.
I think the key is this, that as soon as this person lost the president's trust, the president asked for his resignation, and that was the right thing to do.
Meantime, a Russian lawmaker said that the Kremlin is playing down Flynn's departure. The Russian lawmaker said that Flynn could appear again in the U.S. administration sometime and that the situation is aimed at creating an impression among ordinary people and in the U.S. political establishment that Russia is still a strategic opponent. Flynn had been in contact with the Russian ambassador about the same time as the Obama administration planned to roll out the sanctions against Moscow, which raised suspicions by U.S. intelligence officials and initiated an investigation. The Washington Post reported that the administration was warned that Flynn could be compromised because of his contacts with Russia. Mr. Trump, named General Keith Kellogg as acting National Security Advisor. In other news that we're following, a U.S. federal judge temporarily halted the enforcement of President Trump's ban on entering the United States, ruling Monday the case challenging the ban itself will move forward. The decision comes as another federal judge issued a new injunction to keep the ban from being implemented in the southern state of Virginia. For more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Tuesday a meeting of the alliance's defense ministers will focus on the need for members to increase the amount of money they spend on defense.
Defense spending is important because we have to invest in our security when the world has become more dangerous. And that is, of course, a strong message from President Trump and from the new U.S. administration. But it's actually also the message from 28 allies, because they all have agreed, and therefore I expect them also to deliver.
Stoltenberg told reporters in Brussels ahead of the meeting that countries boosted defense spending by $10 billion last year, but that only 5 of the 28 NATO members are meeting the target goals for donations. NATO ministers will meet for 2 days beginning Wednesday. The UN Security Council is condemning North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch Sunday as a grave violation of previous council resolutions and threatened further significant measures. President Trump called North Korea and its nuclear and missile programs a big, big problem and vowed to deal with the matter strongly. The North described the latest missile as a surface-to-surface medium-to-long-range rocket, a new type of strategic weapon system using a mobile launcher. The Defense Department condemned the missile test and repeated that the U.S. is prepared to defend itself against a ballistic missile attack. South Korean authorities say the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was assassinated Monday in Malaysia. South Korean media reported North Korean female agents using poisoned needles killed Kim Jong-nam at the Kuala Lumpur International Airport as he waited to board a plane for Macau. An investigation is underway into the circumstances surrounding his death. The United States has designated Venezuela's vice president as an international narcotics trafficker under its Kingpin Act. The U.S. says Tariq El-Assami controlled planes and drug routes and protected and facilitated other narcotics traffickers operating in the South American country over a period of years. Investigators are not commenting on whether other high-ranking Venezuelan government officials are involved and deferred to the Justice Department questions about whether the sanctioned vice president faces arrest or imminent indictment. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That's voanews.com. Reporting here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown.
That's the latest world news from VOA.